Thursday, friends. Well, you know, those of you who know me know I love when this happens, but on Common Sense, we have been saying that the tariffs were a show of strength to lead to negotiations, and we were right, as has been seen in the last week. First of all, with China, the U.S. agreed to negotiate with China, and both countries reduced their tariffs on each other by 115%. Which is, of course, quite significant. Now, this is for 90 days so that they can work out a more permanent trade deal, but this has led to two really big, good results for the U.S. economy. First, both the Dow and the S&P went up by almost 3% each, and the NASDAQ went up by over 4%, which is also a good sign of investor confidence in the economy, because the NASDAQ is heavily populated by tech firms, including Apple, Amazon, and Tesla, who are going to be negatively impacted by the tariffs. So this was a good sign for us, for the U.S. economy in the future. Additionally, shipments from China were released and cleared to come to the United States, which will stock the shelves in our stores. This is also good because it helps us avoid another supply chain shortage issue as we had right after the pandemic, which could lead to a recession, or at least that was sparking the talks of recession. Now, to me, I don't necessarily think it would have, but that was sparking all this recession fear, and now that fear has been at least somewhat alleviated by that, because we got to have things to purchase if we want to stay out of a recession. Additionally, in the Middle East, the United States president visited there and was able to use the reducing tariffs as leverage to broker deals with them for $200 billion to be invested in United States companies. Again, that is going to stave off talks of a recession because, you know, all U.S. dollars are green, and the more that come into the U.S. economy, the better off we will be. So take heart, my friends. Things are looking up, and tomorrow is Friday. Let's go use our common sense.